we'll see if this onshore pattern of heavy bursts of rain and gusty winds off the Atlantic might break down as we turn into the weekend just ahead. We're about to begin the third day of in-person early voting, and already a blistering pace being set across Northeast Florida. Clay County Supervisor of Elections Chris Chambliss is with me, and more than 7,100 ballots cast just Tuesday. Chris, I would say that the pace is record-setting so far.
Yes, I tell you, 15,113 early votes cast in 2 days, 22% turnout overall. I'm looking forward to a record.
Are you still projecting in the neighborhood of like upper 80s to some 90% overall turnout by the time we get through Election Day on November 3rd?
I believe that we're going to be somewhere in the mid-80s. Don't necessarily believe that it will be in the 90s, but if it was, I would love to have that.
I think so. Republicans outpacing Democrats so far in Clay County with the ballots cast in early voting, 55% to 29%. Have there been any issues that you have heard on either the secure ballot drop-off locations or the 7 early voting sites?
No, not at all. Of course, there are lines, although I've never seen a line extend beyond 30 minutes. People are moving through the lines. They are, happy to be a part of the process. I think weather is our biggest foe here in the next couple of days.
And we are seeing some showers that are moving over Green Cove Springs and toward Middleburg, actually, at this hour. Chris, we were texting earlier about this report that the FBI is investigating a threatening email claim to be from the far-right Proud Boys group. Have you gotten any reports of that out of Clay County? What do you know so far about this?
So a number of Clay County residents received this email. And I think ultimately what you're going to find is it's individuals that are trying to use the notoriety, I guess, of the Proud Boys and trying to be more divisive and spread disinformation. As you mentioned previously, just a couple minutes ago, that your voter registration is a public record. You can go to a website, floridavoters.com, and look at your information now. And for a number of years, supervisors of elections have lobbied to try to get your information protected precisely for this reason.
So is there anything that I can do if I get this kind of an email, report it to someone, just ignore it because it's obviously going to be from one of these people who are trying to sow discord about the process?
If you're in Clay County and you have that information, then I would certainly contact the authorities. I would retain the email until they tell you otherwise. But I think that again, what I want to let voters know is that it kind of purports that there's been some sort of lack of security of your voter registration, that they've gained access to the database. And that is certainly not the case, that it's really a disinformation campaign and using publicly available information to try to just either A, keep you from voting, or B, as it suggests, just to change your vote.
Always value the insight. Clay County Election Supervisor Chris Chambliss. And by the way, as a reminder, and I think all counties are doing it as well, you can check wait times county by county on your Supervisor of Elections website if you are going to be voting in person early.